The new Republican majority in the House has given new confidence to anti-abortion activists, and this bill has their support. Republican Representative Richard Anderson of Clarinda says constituents in southwest Iowa asked for the bill.
The state of Nebraska apparently had recently passed a fetal pain piece of legislation.
And Anderson says some were concerned that because of that new law, a Nebraska doctor who provides late-term abortions would move his clinic to Council Bluffs. The bill filed in response would ban abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy because supporters say research shows that's when the fetus can feel pain. The bill would state that human life begins at conception. In a nearly hour-long airing of the bill, Democrat Beth Wessel-Crochel questioned that 20-week limit.
I'm not an attorney, Representative Anderson, but I know you are. And this appears to me to go contrary to constitutional law.
That's a reference to the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade, which says a fetus is viable at between 22 and 24 weeks. And up to now, the viability of the fetus has guided the abortion debate. The committee room was crowded with activists interested in the bill, from anti-abortion groups to medical representatives to abortion rights supporters. Kyle Carlson of Planned Parenthood weighed in on the question of viability.
It's slightly different for each pregnancy, but I think it's generally around 24 weeks based on how they currently calculate, 24 or 25-ish, somewhere in there.
But the principal author of the bill, which is signed by more than 30 House Republicans, says viability is no longer the issue for many who oppose abortion.
We're not talking about viability in this bill. We're talking about fetal pain.
That's Missouri Valley Republican Matt Winschittle.
Those children can feel pain, and it is inhuman for us to allow for them to feel pain in such a gruesome fashion as a late-term abortion. Roe v. Wade has a lot of chinks in its armor right now. And I think that we need to move beyond the viability argument.
Representative Wessel-Crochel calls 20 weeks or 5 months a midterm pregnancy, not a late-term one. And she has asked the bill's manager, Representative Anderson, for scientific evidence of the bill's assumptions, including that life begins at conception. She says that's a huge leap for public policy.
What kind of implications does that have for us as a state in terms of our tax structure, our vital records, and our criminal statutes?
I think it's clear on its face what it means.
The Ames Democrat also wants the bill's supporters to reveal how many abortions are currently performed in Iowa after 20 weeks. Lynn Patterson at the Iowa Department of Public Health says physicians in Iowa are required to report abortions and the stage of pregnancy at which they occur, but there's no teeth in that law.
There's no other enforcement provisions that's required, and there's no penalties described in that section for physicians who don't report the information.
The bill would add penalties for the first time for those unreported abortions. Representative Anderson promises more work on the bill even before it makes it to the House Human Resources Committee. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.